Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to please you, sir. I am here for you to use, sir. I am here for you to use, sir. I kneel before you. I would be honored. Okay, let's just cut to the chase. This little subby thing I'm doing right here, this is a bunch of bullshit. Well, you see, you have just encountered Swirl, the Dom Slayer. That's right. No, I'm not gonna kill you. No. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna pull like a giant purple dildo out of my jacket here and I'm gonna stab you in the heart with it. No. I don't kill people. But I have this power. Uh-huh. And what I can do with it is this. I can take the most alpha male, dominant, hardcore, would never sub a moment in his life, and I can break him. Uh-huh. Oh, I've done it before. That's right. Well, you see, a couple years ago, I was sought out by the BDSM Council. No, I'm not making this up. It totally happened. Yeah. And they heard something in my audios, and they identified me as the Dom Slayer. And so it has been my job to go around and to break Doms. Why? Well, okay, so like one, because it's really fun. And then two, because if you want to really be a Dom, if you really want to be able to control someone, you need to know it from the other side. You need to know what it's like to be broken, to be in subspace. You have to go through that yourself to become a better Dom. Exactly. So what I'm doing really, I mean, it sounds scary, Dom Slayer, but what I'm doing is like helping you. Yeah. Like I'm going to make you a better Dom. Right. Oh no, I'm going to break you right now. Yeah. Like, that's why I'm here. Okay. I realize this. I've got the collar on, you've got the leash in your hand, and I was, up until like, you know, a couple minutes ago, kneeling in front of you all, submissive, eyes on the floor, yes sir, yes master, whatever, whatever. What's that? Oh, by the end of the night, I would have been calling you daddy. Right. Yeah. Better Doms than you have tried that one. So anyway, so what's going to happen is you are going to do what I tell you. I know. You think that you're super Dom and that you don't do what you're told, and right now you're thinking, this bratty little bitch thinks she can just top from the bottom. No, that's not what's going on here. I am here to break you. I am here to make you beg. I'm here to make you whimper. I want to show you what it feels like to give up all control, to just obey. You are going to be floating in subspace. That's right. There's no humiliation. There's no, I'm going to make you my bitch kind of stuff. That's not what this is about. This is about true submission. Exactly. Now, the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to unhook this leash, because I am not your pet. I am not your slave. I'm not your baby girl. No. You don't own me. I know you think you do. And that's okay. It's all part of the game, right? But right now, I own you. I own your cock. I own your cum. I own your orgasms. And until I'm through with you tonight, you are mine. You can fight me. You can look stubborn. You can keep shaking your head no. But you already know in the back of your mind that you're going to do it. And as a matter of fact, if you look a little deeper inside, you know you want it. That's right. That's my real power. I can sense the submissive in you. Domming is great. It's great to be in control. It's great to give the sub everything they want, isn't it? I know that feeling. Standing there, playing that person's pain, playing their pleasure like they are some beautiful little instrument and just making them sing. It's fucking magic. I get it. But you need to experience the other side. You need to experience the loss of control, the release, and the escape of being the submissive. Put your hands behind your back. It's okay. I give you permission. That's right. I'm not demanding. I can't physically make you submit to me. I'm smaller than you. You're stronger than me. This whole time we've been talking, you could have walked out of this room. That's right. You could have said, fuck this, this isn't what I want, and walked out. But you know, deep down, that you want it. You want to just give in to me. Exactly. Hand me the leash. Thank you. Turn around and kneel on the floor. I shouldn't have to tell you how to kneel. You know. You know what you expect from your subs, right? The posture. The eyes downcast on the floor. There you go. Keep your hands behind your back. Head up. Eyes down. Feels good, doesn't it? To just kneel. You look so fucking hot like that. On your knees. One of the things that doms miss out on is receiving all of the sensations that the sub gets to experience. Sure, when you're in charge, you are giving those sensations and you get to touch and play and experience, but you need to know what it's like to just receive. Feel my fingertips on your cheeks, soft and gentle. My hands running through your hair. Now, I like to just run my hand up the back of your neck and grab a handful of your hair and pull your head back. Yeah, I surprised you a little bit, didn't I? But it's exciting. And you know what? There is no need to pretend anymore. There is no need for you to try to lie. The second I snapped your head back, with that handful of hair, I your cock get hard. You liked it. Let go. Just fucking let go. There's nothing to be ashamed of. I'm gonna make you feel so fucking good. Take your shirt off. Do you like how my hands feel running up and down your chest, over your nipples, to your shoulders, and down your arms? You feel really good. Good boy. Now stand up. Take your pants off. I want you standing naked in front of me. Good boy. Now, I'm going to put your wrists in these restraints. And I'm going to hook them to that hook that's above your head. You know the deal. You've done this to a million girls a million times, right? Put on the restraints. Hands above the head. Good boy. And now in this position, I can do pretty much anything I want to you. I can kiss the back of your neck. I can run my nails down your back. I can smack your ass. Stand still, head up, eyes down. I can lick my finger and trail it down your chest, getting closer and closer and closer to your cock, your hard, throbbing cock. And every time I say the word cock, you twitch. I think I'm gonna make you come. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make you come for me. So I'm gonna release your hands. You're gonna go over to the bed and you're gonna lay down. Do it now. Good boy. Now, take your cock in your hand and stroke it. Stroke your cock for me. Good boy, close your eyes and just fucking stroke your cock. Good. Hard and fast. Now, while you're doing that, I could take the flogger that you have beside the bed and trail those little strips of leather up and down your thighs. Would you like that? Or I could reach into this little cup that you have next to the bed and pull out an ice cube and put it in my mouth. And I can just hold it over your nipple like this. That makes you squirm. Keep stroking. Maybe I'll just take this ice cube and trail it down your stomach, following that path that my finger took. Stroke. Don't fucking stop. Would you like to feel my hands on your balls? Do you want me to touch you there? Good. Now here comes the really fun part for me. This is the part that I really, really like. Beg me. Beg me. Say it now, out loud. Swirl. Will you please touch my balls? Say it again. One more time. Good boy. Feel my soft little hands just cupping your balls. They're nice and heavy with cum, aren't they? Now, tell me. Would you want me to suck your cock? Like right now, would you just want to feel my hot, wet mouth just working your cock? Tell me. Say that out loud, too. Tell me just how bad you want me to suck your cock. But of course, and you know this, I'm not going to give you everything that you want. I'm giving you what you need. And what you need to do right now is fuck your hand. I want you to just drive your cock up into your hand and fuck it. Show me what a dirty, horny little boy you are. Because deep down, that's exactly what you are. You are just a horny, slutty little boy. Fuck your hand. Show me. Show me how wanton you are. Show me how fucking desperate you are to come. Now, you better fucking start begging. Beg me to let you come. Fuck your hand and beg me to let you come. Faster. I don't believe you. Oh, and this is my second favorite thing to do. Take your hand off your cock. Put your hands at your sides right fucking now. Do you want to come? Do you want to come for me? Tell me that I own your cock. Tell me that I own your cock. Good. And who are you coming for? Who are you coming for? Good boy. Now beg. You want to come so fucking bad, don't you? You do. And you know what? I can hear it in your voice. You fucking love that I'm making you beg for it. Your cock has never been this hard, has it? It has never throbbed this much. You just want to fucking come. Beg me. Fucking beg me. Louder. I don't think you're desperate enough. No. Maybe I should just tie you up and leave you here. No? Was that a whimper? I do like whimpers. You are being a very good boy. Stroke it again. Take that cock in your hand. And you know what? I do want you to come. So fuck your hand nice and hard for me. And get super close. Uh-huh. Because in just a moment, I'm going to tell you to come. In the second I tell you to come, there better be a hot, sticky load of cum exploding from your cock. Fucking stroke it and beg me. Tell me that you need to come for me. Tell me how badly you want to come for me. Tell me, say it. Make me fucking believe it. Faster. Closer. Oh, I can tell you are right on that fucking edge, aren't you? Yeah, you wanna come? You wanna come? Are you going to be my good boy? Tell me that I've broken you. Say it, Swirl, you broke me. Swirl, I am yours. Good. Who owns your cock? Who owns your cock? And who are you coming for? That's right. You're fucking coming for me, aren't you? Come for me. Come for me right now. Come. Come for me, and you better fucking scream my name when you do. Yeah, I better hear thank you, Swirl, over and over and over again. Fucking come for me right now. Good boy. Look how hard you've come. So much. Shit, if I would have known that you were gonna come that hard and that much, I might have ridden your cock for a while. Well, maybe next time. Well, I broke you once. I'll break you again. That's what I do, and you were a lot of fun. Oh, I would really love to hear you just begging in my ear. Please, swirl, let me come in your pussy. Please, swirl, may I come inside you? Please, swirl, may I come in your pussy? Well, sir, get yourself cleaned up and come here. You were amazing. Don't worry, I'll be back.